Firsto. All the news you need to start your day.
Good morning, you're listening to News Talk with me, Shane Beattie. It's Thursday, the 11th of July. I hope you're well. Coming up.
This is a really positive development for many people who've been worried about the impact that this will have on their summer holiday.
Breakthrough in Aer Lingus pilots' dispute as union recommends accepting deal, and leading Democrats call for Joe Biden to step aside. Plus, we'll have all the other news making the headlines and the latest in sport and entertainment. But first up this morning, the pilots' union is recommending accepting Labour Court proposals concerning the ongoing pay row with Aer Lingus. IALPA's work to rule action has been suspended pending the outcome of a ballot. News Talk Sheila Nocton reports.
A win for pilots is how the recommended 17.75% pay increase has been described, as an end to the long-running dispute with Aer Lingus draws closer. Following communication from the Labour Court yesterday, further clarification from Aer Lingus and additional legal advice, IALPA has passed a motion to recommend acceptance of the Labour Court's recommendation. The union will next hold a series of engagements with members before an electronic ballot in the coming week. Over the course of the dispute, hundreds of flights have been cancelled, with the airline stating it's been enormously damaging, both financially and reputationally.
The government is being urged to make it easier for people to install heat pumps at home and in the office. The Climate Change Advisory Council is calling for special measures to support older people to achieve warmer and more comfortable homes. It says just 70 grant-aided heat pumps were installed every week last year. A survey of more than 1,500 people shows Dubliners don't feel safe in their own city. The poll carried out by Fianna Fáil reveals more than 70% have witnessed drug dealing in public, with 65% personally witnessing antisocial behaviour in the city centre. Fianna Fáil Senator Mary Fitzpatrick is calling for a zero-tolerance approach to crime in the capital.
People feel threatened. They don't feel safe. They want to feel safer. There was overwhelming support for our proposals for increased community Gardaí, 90% support for the criminal district court to operate on a 24/7 basis, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Joe Biden's push to stay in the US presidential race has suffered two more setbacks. George Clooney, who is one of his highest profile backers, has now called on him to stand aside as the Democrat candidate, saying Mr. Biden can't win the fight against time. Senior Democrat Nancy Pelosi also won't give Joe Biden her full backing.
It's up to the president to decide if he is going to run. We're all encouraging him to make that decision because time is running short.
The Taoiseach raised the situation in Gaza in a phone call last night with the UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres. Simon Harris spoke of Ireland's commitment to UN institutions like UNRWA and UNICEF. Both men agreed on the need for an immediate ceasefire in the Middle East. Prosecutors accused Alec Baldwin of violating rules and playing make-believe with a gun after his involuntary manslaughter trial in New Mexico got underway. The star denies the charge, claiming he never pulled the trigger of the weapon, which went off and killed a cinematographer on the set of his film Rust. Nicholas Lafleur was the first police officer on the scene. He said the actor shouldn't have been talking about what happened with other witnesses.
One person could be telling him what they saw and I mess up what they have to say, what they saw. Essentially, coerced testimony, I guess. People would say the same thing because the other person said it.
And in sport, in soccer, England will play in a major tournament final on foreign soil for the first time in their history. Substitute Ollie Watkins netted a late winner as they beat the Netherlands by 2-1 in last night's semi-final in Dortmund. Spain in Berlin stand between England and a first ever European Championship. And that is First Up for this morning. Please start your day with us again here tomorrow. In the meantime, you can check out all the news you need on newstalk.com.